The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Training camp rolls along, and that means we are talking to as many members of the San Jose Sharks as possible with our Dan Rusinowski keeping very busy. This is part two of our training camp Media Day exclusive interviews.
The Sharks have a lot of new members of their roster this season, and one of them is certainly familiar to Sharks fans, not as a member of Team Teal, but as a member of an arch-rival opponent. Carl Grundstrom, one-time Los Angeles King, comes to Team Teal and is now a member of the San Jose Sharks. What's it like to have that logo on?
It feels great. I'm really excited. I got a good group of guys here, so excited to get starting here.
One of the things that Mike Greer really wants is to be a team that's very difficult to play against. And that's the reputation you've always had when the Sharks played the LA Kings. They knew that when Carl Grundstrom was on the ice, it was going to be difficult to play against him. Is that one of your greatest strengths that you bring to this team?
Yeah, I agree. I think so. I like to play hard and physical. And that's usually not too fun to play against. So, yeah. Absolutely.
What's your impression of San Jose? What do you know about the city and all the years that you came here?
I haven't been out and about so much here. We always stayed at the Santana Row, so I stayed there when we came visit. But otherwise than that, I didn't have much much of San Jose. But now I've been here a couple of weeks and started to explore the city a little bit, and it's been great so far.
Do you know anybody very well on the team before you became a member of the Sharks?
Yeah, I played with Toffoli with the Kings.
And, oh, of course.
Yeah, and Sutherland, a couple of world championship with him too. So that's always nice to know a couple guys before you come here.
Well, Fabian had a really good year for the Sharks last season. He's starting to come into his own as a player. Do you see that as a kind of a springboard for what you can do with your career here too?
Hopefully. Hopefully, absolutely. I saw what step he took last year, and it was great to see, so hopefully I can do something similar.
Another young man from your home country, William Eklund, is on this team, and yeah. I know he was tough to play against because he's so skilled and crafty.
Absolutely.
What's it going to be like to have him as a teammate?
It's going to be a lot of fun. He's so entertaining to watch, and with his great skating ability and so smooth out there, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Being prepared for the 82-game schedule in the Western Conference in California is nothing new to you. That's something you don't have to learn. But a lot of young players on this team are going to need to learn that. People like Macklin Celebrini, Henry Thrun, you know, those players are going to have to really understand the 82-game grind. How can you help?
Show by example, I think, and we're a couple of guys that have been in the league for some years now, so we are obviously here to help out and just show the way in practice and be professional every day. I think that's gonna be huge for the younger guys to see and learn from that. So, and I think they're so skilled, the younger players that are here, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
You mentioned that you know a couple of guys on the team. You mentioned Tyler, of course, and Fabian. You also know this building a lot more than you know the city of San Jose, really.
Yeah.
What about coming here as an opponent, especially with the LA Kings? What was that like? How tough was it to play here?
It was really tough, especially always the first 10 minutes. It was always to just keep it simple and try to ride out the storm. It was always fun games here, and the rivalry was great to be a part of too.
You looking forward to skating through the Sharks' head this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really glad to have you in the organization. Welcome and good luck.
Thank you.
Another season and another opportunity for Nico Sturm to show why he's such an important member of the San Jose Sharks. Nico, what are your thoughts coming into training camp?
I think it's an exciting time. There's a good vibe around the rink. You can feel it. Obviously, two tough seasons for the team. And now we've got a lot of young, talented players, obviously starting with the first overall pick with Mac. And you can just feel a a good energy around the rink, which is exciting not only for us, but I think also for the fans who have obviously been with us through these last 2 years, and we're excited for them that they have something positive to cheer for, hopefully in the future here.
Well, it's been a building program for the Sharks to obviously maneuver with the salary cap and also gain assets. Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith coming to town. But also something very important has been happening over the course of the last 6 to 8 months, and that is the Sharks have brought a couple of extra veterans to work with you, people like Cody Ceci, people like Tyler Toffoli, people like Alex Wenberg. What are your feelings about those guys coming in?
I think it's when you construct a roster, very important to strike that balance between young, up-and-coming talent and experienced players. I think sometimes that's maybe the part that, you know, the fan or the more casual fan doesn't understand as much, is that you cannot only thrust like 19 and 20-year-olds in a lineup. You need to have older players, veteran players that have played, you know, hundreds of games, have played in playoffs, have maybe won cups. You need to inject those players in the lineup and teach the young guys, not so much, you know, only on the ice and the skill and the shot. They have all that, the tools already, and it's much more about how are you being a pro, how do you handle an 82-game season, and how do you do it on a day-by-day basis, not only in October and November, but in February and March when it's tough, when the body hurts, and how do you conduct yourself then? I think that's important. I think management has done a really nice job with that this summer of constructing the roster this way.
What do you make of the adjustment that we're going to see Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith go through? You did it. You played college hockey at Clarkson, and then you went to the 82-game schedule. They're trying to do it this year.
Yeah, and not only are they trying to do that, obviously there's a ton of pressure on them. I think they know that, which is maybe something, you know, a little different from the experience that I've had. You know, I don't know what it's like being a first overall pick or an early pick since I was never drafted. So I don't really know what it's like to have that type of pressure on me, but that's what we're here for. That's what the older guys are here for. The biggest thing for us is that, you know, as an older player, I want them to feel comfortable every day. I want them to come to the rink, be themselves, not walk on eggshells, joke around with the guys, and just enjoy the game, the actual game of hockey itself, and enjoy their rookie season. You only have one rookie season, and hopefully in the next couple of, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, all the media stuff and all the interviews, and hopefully we can get that done and then have them just focus on the actual hockey itself, and I want them to have fun. That's the biggest thing for me.
What about the advantages they both have in that Will is going to live with Patrick Marleau and Macklin's going to live with Joel Thornton? I mean, having those guys
I think two pretty good guys to learn from. And like you just said, making the jump from college hockey to pro hockey is hard. In college, you maybe play, I don't know, 45, 50 games if you get lucky and play in the NCAA tournament. And all of a sudden you play, you know, 82 games plus maybe another 3-4 in the preseason. So it's much different in college hockey. You play every Friday night and Saturday night, and you have the whole week to recover and plan and work out. And now you play a very unstructured schedule. You might play 3 and 4 nights. You cross time zones every day. Then you might have 5 days off all of a sudden. So it's very different. And like I said, there's probably, my experience was that it's like a little bit of a honeymoon phase almost at the start. You're very excited. Your body feels good. Everything's new, all these road trips, the hotels, the cities. And then, you know, once Christmas or the New Year rolls around, the schedule kind of gets to you a little bit, which is completely normal. Like I said, your body's not used to that. And that's hopefully where guys like, you know, like Goody, me, Granny, or the older guys, Connie, come into place. And yeah, just show them the way it's done.
You didn't get a chance to play in your home country when the Sharks went to Berlin because you were injured. But you did play in the Czech Republic just a little bit after that. But what about representing your country in the World Championships this most recent summer? What was that experience like? And tell us about it.
Yeah, it was second World Championships for me. Always exciting to see some of the guys that I don't get to see throughout the whole year. Obviously, since Timo's gone, I haven't spoken any German here as well, so it's kind of nice to, you know, joke around with the guys that I don't see the whole year. And hockey-wise, I think, you know, we've been having an exciting team the last couple of years. Obviously, everybody's gearing up now for the Olympics in 2026, where everybody wants to perform well. So the tournament was stacked. And I think all the teams were roster-wise much improved over the last year. Everybody's bringing their stars now as well. And it's a different kind of hockey. It's just it's 2, 3, or 4 weeks that you're with the team. You don't have a lot of time to, you know, talk about tactics. It's all about bringing the team together in a short period of time. And for me, I always use this tournament to maybe get away from my routines a little bit that I'm so stuck with for 7 or 8 months, and to just enjoy the game of hockey. That's what I try to use this tournament for. Enjoy the actual game itself. And like I said, we had a tough loss to quarterfinals to Switzerland. But I'm always excited to play for Team Germany.
And aside from that, what'd you do all summer?
Yeah, so after Worlds were done, myself and my two best friends, we went on a little vacation in the Dominican Republic. So we spent two nice relaxing weeks there. And then I was in Minnesota most of the summer, where my fiance Taylor and I have bought a home last winter. So plenty of stuff to do around the house there all summer. Worked out and skated there. Spent also a little bit of time in Germany, about a month, with family, parents, grandparents. And so half Minnesota, half Germany. That was my summer. A little bit of travel, and now I'm back here.
Well, the joys of home ownership and the joys of playing hockey. We're really glad to have you. And we're really excited about the coming season. Thanks.
Thank you.
Time flies when you're having fun, and this is season number 19 for Mark-Edouard Vlasic, the veteran coming to San Jose as a youngster, and now he is a grizzled veteran. But you've been that for a couple of years. Tell us a little bit about the added anticipation, excitement, what you're looking forward to this year.
Well, there's both of those. I'm excited seeing what the Sharks did this offseason with the free agents, trades, the draft picks we have. It's very exciting. I'm sure the fans are excited. The building will be a little more packed than it was. Hopefully we have more wins than we did last year. But coming into this year, I'm very, very excited to get going.
One thing that you were able to do was score a few more goals last season and contribute that way. But also, your veteran experience has just been really helpful for people. Like Henry Thrun keeps telling me how much he's learned from you. What about the fact that you've got more of those veterans that you cited to help kids like Celebrini and Smith and young players like that?
It would be good for them. Smith, Musty as well, Celebrini up front. You bring in Toffoli. Cooch is there, even if he's not playing, or if he does play, he'll be there. Goodrow's there. There's other young guys that have established themselves, Zerel and Eklund, so they can lean on those guys, and us as D-men as well. But, you know, with me and Roots back there helping Thrun, Ferraro, Shaq, the young guys, Emberson last year, but new guys this year, so... it's a new role we have, a new role I have, but at the same time, I like, you know, to help the team win, contribute offensively, penalty kill, whatever it may be. So you go out there, you lead by example, and at the same time, you know, you can help the young guys and get better and have a long and healthy career.
What do you think about the fact that both Celebrini and Smith are living with Thornton and Marlowe to learn from them off the ice as much as on?
That's a good idea. It's not, you know, they have nice places. Nice views, and it's two guys that could, you know, you can learn from and lean on to know what to do and how to play the game and how to be here for a very long time. And I remember at a young age, at 18, 19, me and Hurdle, we stayed in a billet family. So they're doing the same thing. They're just staying with Patty and Jumbo, which is not bad. Pretty rowdy, but it's good guys to live with.
Well, certainly, and that's certainly a tradition that's starting around the league. I think Patty started it really with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, and Joe Pavelski did it with Johnston and with some young players like that too.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that you're a teenager, you're a long way away from home, although Celebrini's not so far, but you're dealing with being a professional for the first time. What's the hardest part of that?
The hardest part is putting everything together. You're 18, 19 years old. Yeah, living away from your family. You're on your own. You're an adult. Playing in the NHL against men, which, you know, at 18, 19, you're a man, but you haven't developed into your potential. But it's just playing 82 games, being on the road, a different town. It could be overwhelming. But, you know, if you work hard, and the higher you're drafted, the more you'll be helped. I think he'll be okay. He's in a good family. Obviously, he's with Patty, Jumbo. They've been there. Patty lived with someone. I'm sure Jumbo did the same. I did. So I can help him as well. But, you know, they'll be running on adrenaline, excitement, wanting to get the season going, and they'll have help along the way. It's just, I mean, the one thing I say for young guys is you come in and there's a reason why you're here. Don't try to do too much. Do exactly what got you here and have fun.
Ryan Warsopsky is now the head coach of the Sharks, and he worked with the Sharks defensemen, so you were with him each and every day, knowing what type of an intensity he brings to the game and knowledge to the game. You've got Doug Huda, who's got a lot of NHL defenseman experience that's now on the coaching staff. Tell us about the changes and how Ryan's going to do.
I think he'll do well. He's younger than I am, for one.
So, hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, it's weird. The first time a coach is – well, when he came in, it was the first time an assistant coach was younger than me. But now it's the first time a head coach is younger than me. So I think that relationship he has with the players is strong. He had it when he was assistant coach. And I kind of feel like since I'm older, the guys kind of feel like he's one of the guys kind of thing. But at the same time, when you're assistant, you can be a little more relaxed. And on the player side, as a head coach, at some point he's going to have to be mean to us. But I think it's going to go well. I think he wants to learn every day from the players, and he wants the players to learn from him. So he's built over the last 2 years, built a relationship with the players that have been here. And I think it's just going to get stronger. And I'd say all the new turnaround, the new players, new coaching staff, Mike Potenza's back. There's new faces around the organization. So there's a lot of excitement. So I think he'll do a very good job.
But you're a very familiar face. What does it mean to you to be on one team in the NHL for 19 years?
It's hard to believe, but it's fun. It's fun to be here in San Jose for 19 years. I knew nothing about this city coming in my first year and loved it ever since. The people, quality of life, the weather, the surroundings. And one thing, it's dog friendly. That I admire so much. But I've been fortunate enough to play with one team for 19 years, playing the NHL for 19 years. And San Jose is I discovered it and I love it.
We love having you here, and we're very proud to have you as a member of this team for so long, and we're looking forward to a great season. Thanks.
So am I. Thank you.
So what's the feeling coming to the training camp this time?
You know, I'm really excited. I think that we got a lot of new players, some new staff around, so there seems to be a good buzz around the arena. You know, I think it's going to be a great year, and I think guys are ready to go.
All the attention on Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith has got to bring a lot of attention to the Sharks organization, too, nationwide.
Yeah.
But what about what they're going through, given your experience of going from college to professional hockey?
Yeah, you know, it's a big adjustment, obviously. They're young guys, and I think that, you know, their talent speaks for themselves, so I'm sure on the ice they'll figure it out. You know, they're great hockey players, and we got a great you know, environment for them to learn in. So I think, you know, it'll be an adjustment, but you know, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be those guys.
They're young, but they're going to be living with a couple of Hall of Famers. That's
yeah.
The way it's going to work. What do you think that's going to do for their lives?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. You know, I think that's a pretty special opportunity to live with Jumbo and Patty. So I'll be curious to see how that develops and, you know, what the day-to-day routine is there.
All the best of luck to you. We know you're going to have a great year.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Macklin Celebrini has had a lot of attention placed on his broad shoulders for his very first National Hockey League training camp. And at the start of it, we have a lot of excitement around you, but around the team. Tell us about your experiences so far since the draft, working out this summer, and of course the rookie face-off tournament in Southern California.
Yeah, it's been a busy experience. It's been great, something I'll only get once in my life, but it's been busy, and I mean, I'm just excited to start playing now.
Are you all settled in at Joe Thornton's place yet?
No, not yet.
Tell us about that experience, what you're expecting, and what you've talked to Joe about already.
No, I'm just looking forward to it. I've met his son, River, but meeting the rest of his family and just living there, getting to know them and learning a couple things.
Well, a couple things you can learn, obviously, is learn to be a professional, and that's something that you have a lot of experience with through your life growing up around a lot of professional athletes. But what do you think the biggest change is going to be with your relationship with this game, since you've always played it for fun, even though you've been serious about it, but now you're playing for a career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anything will change. It doesn't change my enjoyment or why I'm playing. So for me, something that it's definitely going to be a change. Like I've never got paid to play or anything like that, but I don't think much will change. I feel like my purpose and my drive won't, like, it stays the same. Like, there's no real things that change there.
What is it about playing hockey that you love the most?
I just like having fun. It's for whatever reason, it brings me joy, and I just love playing.
What do you think about the challenge of playing an 82-game schedule? Because that's going to be a first for you.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of games. So, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Like, it's something that I haven't done before. So, I've talked to a bunch of guys that have said kind of their strategies to how to deal with it and how to stay fresh throughout the season. But, I can't really talk much more about it because I haven't done it yet.
What about your communication with fellow BU travelers that have gone to the NHL or have had some experience in pro hockey? You know, one that comes to mind for me, Lane Hudson's already seen a little bit of a taste of it. He's on the East Coast right now. Have you talked to any of those people?
I talked to Lane a little bit last year after he played his two games, just asked him how he's felt out there and the difference was, and he gave me some good thoughts and other than that, not really.
What does the NHL Rookie Faceoff Tournament in Southern California tell you about the depth of the Sharks organization? Obviously, the results were very good, and you had some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I think we were all pretty impressed with each other. We have a great group, a lot of great players, and, it's impressive how deep our prospect pool is.
Macklin, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Macklin Celebrini is going to be a big, big name in San Jose for a long, long time, and it all starts here in training camp, and we'll have it for you on the Sharks Audio Network. Logan Couture is the captain of the San Jose Sharks, but only for 6 games last season, Logan, and why don't you just give us an update as to how the summer has gone, what the frustrations are, and where you are.
Summer's been good. Take hockey out of it. I got to go home to Canada, see my family, got to take my son there, and they got to see him for the first time and a lot of do a lot of things with them, so that was fun. We came back here in July, and I've been rehabbing here in San Jose with the team we have here, and I haven't skated, but we're continuing to rehab and try and feel better.
We know how competitive you are. Mm-hmm. How tough is this?
Yeah, it's difficult. I want to be playing hockey. It's what I've done for almost all my life. So not being able to the last 15 months has been difficult. The human body can only do so much at some point. And, we're trying to attack this thing with different types of rehab, and maybe something will click here.
What about fatherhood?
Oh, it's been awesome. It keeps me very grounded. Tough days here or during rehab are turned around instantly when I go home and see my son. And my wife's pregnant. We're going to have a daughter in a couple months here, so it's going to get crazy. But every day has been awesome.
Well, that's fabulous news. Obviously, you're such a good family person, and it gives you a little bit of a distraction, obviously, with the frustrations on the professional side. But looking at this team, the way that the kids have performed, the way that Mike Greer has put together a real program of getting some very talented people in here, it's got to give you some excitement, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I can feel the excitement when I go to the grocery store. You're driving around the city here. It feels like a bunch of years ago when we were playing well. And I think adding these young guys getting the first overall pick, obviously with Macklin, has been exciting for our fan base and for our players as well.
Finally, what do you just have to say to the Sharks fan base as we approach this season?
Just thanks for sticking with us, and things are going to get better. I'm excited. I think you all should be excited, and I'm excited to see everyone on the first home game.
Thanks, Logan.
Thanks, Rizzi.
William, how was your summer?
It was great. Back in Sweden.
What'd you do there?
Oh, just hang out with my family, see some friends, and have a good time and practice a lot.
Did it make any news in your family to find out that Djurgården's product, Alex Wennberg, is now going to be on this team, given the fact that I believe he played with your dad?
Yeah, he did play with my dad, so it was funny when he got here that my dad told me right away. I remember him playing in Djurgården too when I was a little kid and, walking on in their locker room, and you get to see him in that locker room, and now you're in the same locker room as him, so it's fun.
What about the fact that we got a couple of guys from the Trey Kroner on this team? You got him coming, you got Carl Grundstrom coming here. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
I love that. Bring the Swedes to San Jose. It's great to have them around, and I'm just happy they're here.
You really took a big step forward last season as a National Hockey League player. We've always known that you're a very talented player, but you really showed it on the ice a lot. Tell us about how much Mikael Granlund had to do with that in helping you get to that next level.
Oh, a lot. You know, he's such a great player in this league. You know, he's been in this league for a while. You know, he knows what it's all about, and he helped me and a lot of other players to take that next step. And you know, I think we got better and better through the whole season. Same with me.
What's the next step now?
Get even better. You know, I want to be that the guy you can go to when you need to score a goal, and you know, a guy that you can go to when you need to close down a game. So I want to be that guy, and I'm trying to do it the best I can.
There's a lot of young talent that's coming to this team now. You've seen what Mike has done with the roster the last couple of years, and now we have young guys like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith coming to the team. You've been a first-round draft pick. You know what it's like to jump in. But I suppose it's probably a little bit different when you're the first overall pick, don't you think?
Yeah, of course. You know, he obviously is a great player. I've seen him on the ice, and same as with Smitter. So it's just going to be, you know, maybe pressure, but I think they've been pressured on these guys all their life. So, you know, just go out there and have fun, and we'll have fun.
Do you have a sense of excitement about where the team is going?
Yeah, really. It's probably the most exciting I've been for a while, you know. I couldn't wait this summer, you know, in the beginning of August. I just wanted to start the season right away. So it was just, you know, ready to go.
What do you have to say to Sharks fans as the season begins?
You know, they deserve so much more from last year. I think, you know, get everybody to the tank this year. It's gonna be electric this year. I feel like, you know, you gotta stick with it. We have a young core here coming up, and we'll get better and better.
We're looking forward to seeing it. Take the next step, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, Sharks fans. I'm Dan Rusinowski. Training camp has begun at Sharks Ice in San Jose, and we're really excited to see our good friend Fabian Zetterlund back for another season of San Jose Sharks action. Fabian, you led the team in goals last year. You made a lot of steps forward in your career. And I look at all the analytics, and they're all very, very good in terms of how you stand with not only your teammates, but with other players in the National Hockey League. What was your biggest improvement last year?
I would say I came ready for camp. And then everything went well from the beginning, and then I just kept rolling on my confidence level. And, I had a really good season overall, and just going to continue to do that this year, too.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was the influence of Mikael Granlund, your center, on that line. It looked like he had a lot of credit for what happened with both you and with William Eklund.
Yeah, I mean, he's our neighbor, you know, Finnish guy. And, of course, he's a great leader in the locker room and on the ice. And I followed him a lot, and I keep doing that this year, too. And, I mean, he's a great leader for me and Eki and for the whole team. So, I mean, he's a great guy to have around.
He's a competitor. You're a competitor. Eki's a competitor, too. It's tough to go through a season where you don't win as much as you would like, and last season was difficult. What was the hardest part of that, and what did you learn the most about yourself in that year?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it was tough, you know, to lose games. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just hockey, you know, and you have to look at small things and things you can get better at, you know. And that's why I worked on a lot, you know, to just get better and better every day. And at the end, everything's going to pay off. So I'm looking forward to next season.
Not sure if you paid attention, listened to, or watched how the rookies did in Southern California. They went 3-0 in those games. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are bringing a lot of excitement into the team. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, it's just fun. You know, I saw they won all three games. And, I mean, it's fun. We have a good prospect pool, you know, and I mean, I'm looking forward to play with all the guys in the future, you know, and especially those two guys. It's probably going to make the team, you know, and they have so much talent, and you can see they're playing on a really high level, so I like what I see.
This was your first full season in the Western Conference, and one of the things you don't get is as many practices because of the travel schedule and the way the road trips work. How did you adjust to that, and how do you feel that you're more prepared for it this time around?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the games are fun, you know. You just want to play games, and, you have to adjust and just take care of your body instead of, like, practice, you know. You can... you have to be ready for every game, and yeah, that's what I'm my focus at.
Well, we're really excited that you're here for another great season of Sharks hockey. Anything to say to the Sharks fans about the upcoming season?
Yeah, let's get this thing going.
Fabian Zetterlund will be on his game from day one, no doubt about it. We'll have it for you on the Sharks Audio Network.
Be sure to look for part one of our Training Camp Media Day exclusive interviews package featuring Mario Ferraro, Jan Ruda, and more. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.